Hello and welcome to HCM Cloud Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in HCM Cloud best practices and information which are important for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howell, Director, HCM Cloud Development, and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. And we are excited to have Tracy Martin, Vice President of Oracle HCM Cloud Strategy, on our show today. Tracy has more than 20 years of leadership experience in human capital management and in the human resources management systems industry. During her time at Oracle, Tracy was in charge of PeopleSoft HCM strategy for several years until her move to HCM Cloud Strategy, where she is currently setting the vision and direction of Oracle's human capital management solutions and working with customers to develop their journey to the cloud. Hi, Tracy. Welcome to HCM Cloud Talk Radio. Thank you for taking time to be here with us today.
Good morning, Frank. Thank you very much for inviting me.
And Tracy has joined us today to talk about some very exciting news for Oracle. So, Tracy, I think our listeners are anxious to hear what you're going to share with them today. So, what is this news all about?
We are very proud to be able to share that in the 2019 Gartner Magic Quadrant, we once again are rated as a leader. Once a year, Gartner actually looks at Oracle's vision and our execution strategy, and then we get compared against other leaders in the HCM space. And they look at us in terms of how we deliver and assess our applications, and they rate us on our performance. So this year, we're proud to say that Gartner has rated Oracle again as a leader in the Magic Quadrant. This is the second year in a row where we are the overall leader in the completeness of vision. Innovation has always been part of Oracle's DNA, but we don't do this on our own. We're fortunate, very fortunate, to work with some of the smartest, most innovative minds in the HR space. More than 80% of our product innovations actually come from our customer ideas and feedback. The 2019 Gartner Magic Quadrant is a true testament to this overall partnership.
And that's fantastic news. So thank you for sharing that with us, Tracy. I want to dig in a little bit, though, about what exactly is the Gartner HCM Magic Quadrant? And I believe the complete title is 2019 Gartner HCM Magic Quadrant for HCM Cloud Suites for 1,000 plus employer enterprises. Can you give a little background on that?
Yes, that is correct, Frank. So Gartner's Magic Quadrant is a research methodology, and it provides a graphical competitive positioning based on four types of technology providers in the fast-growing market. So they look at who's the leaders, who's the visionaries. Those are the ones that are like up and coming. They look at the niche players, so vendors that might be more specialized or focused in certain domain expertise areas with their solutions. And they also look at challengers. So these are the up-and-comers, ones that we always need to be looking at and evaluating across the board in the HCM space. The Magic Quadrant, though, looks actually at a buyer's criteria, which can change actually year over year based upon what's going on in the market. For 2019, the buyer's criteria for looking at all the vendors in the HCM space really focused on three key areas. One is user experience and the actual interface of the solutions. And here, this was the leading selection criteria that they evaluated on behalf of their customers. The second area they always look at is reporting and analytics. But they look at this from a local perspective as well as international. So they look at regulations and role-based dashboards and how this technology assists with decision-making capabilities that employees and managers and candidates of the like inside organizations need to make these kinds of choices. And the third thing they looked at this year was mid-market demands for a global single source of records. So like I said, every year the criteria changes, and based upon the market going into the 2019 Magic Quadrant, these were the three primary key areas that they evaluated Oracle against all the other vendors.
Great. So how are vendors actually evaluated for the Gartner Magic Quadrant? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So when customers look at the graphic that the Gartner Magic Quadrant puts out, it's actually two axes. One is the ability to execute, and the other one is considered completeness of vision. So If we look at ability to execute, this is where Gartner assesses an HCM cloud vendor's ability to execute by evaluating the products. They look at our technologies. They evaluate our overall services and operations. So it's not just the product. They assess how these enable us or any vendor to be competitive, how are we more efficient and effective in the market. But really, they also take a look at how we positively affect revenue, how we manage our client satisfaction and retention, as well as the general market reputation. So they really are a judge of providers at looking at us to execute basically on our promises. Again, they're going to look at service. They're going to look at our overall viability. They actually look at our pricing structures. They do take a look at, under the ability to execute umbrella, you know, what is our marketing? How responsive are we to putting out what our solutions do and the value that they provide back to our customers and, again, all the way down to operations? Now, the other axis is vision. This is really about Gartner's assessment of how Cloud HCM Suite vendors are successfully articulating our perspectives on current and future market directions. It's all about how we anticipate the customer's needs and we meet the competitive forces. They judge us based upon the understanding of how we do articulate the market forces that we can exploit to create new opportunities for ourselves, for our clients. And there's actually 8 different criteria just in completeness of vision alone. For a couple examples, again, they're making sure we understand what's going on in the market. So then how does that manage our go-to-market strategy? What's our messaging and positioning? How do we enable our sales force to make sure they're successful? They look at our overall business model. So it's not just the HCM business unit and division, it's Oracle as a whole. They look at what are we doing relative to vertical or industry strategy. Primarily, they're also looking at innovation. And as I stated earlier, this has been part of Oracle's DNA, and it's in tribute to our customers, our partners, working with thought leaders, and the creative minds we actually have within our development teams to really understand how to move the needle and create new innovative opportunities within our solutions for our customers.
Excellent. So what does the 2019 Gartner Magic Quadrant say about Oracle?
This, again, is where we're so excited. This is our 4th year in a row we're a leader in the Magic Quadrant. So we moved up and to the right every single year. This is also our 2nd year, as I mentioned earlier, where we are leading, the leader in vision and innovation, which demonstrates our competitive edge and how we've significantly increased that competitive edge over the last couple of years. This is where we have actually had an opportunity to demonstrate where we have distanced ourselves further from both our competitors, Workday and SAP. The Magic Quadrant also says about Oracle is that it's clearly demonstrated that we have a partnership with our customers, and it's actually validated through our well above average customer satisfaction scores, which are noted in the Magic Quadrant. Of the customer satisfaction, we're in the top 2 in terms of our overall depth and breadth of our broadest solution offering. And a couple more things I definitely want to share. We were actually noted in the Magic Quadrant as having after sales care and delivery, which continues to score well above average. But let's just not stop there on the HCM, Human Capital Management Magic Quadrant. We're actually also a leader in the 2019 Gartner Financials Magic Quadrant. So clearly, our research and development budget empowers us to innovate much faster than any other HCM vendor. And really what it states at the end of the day is Oracle's commitment to innovation on behalf of our customers.
And that is really fantastic news. 4 years going up and to the right. That's fantastic. Really fantastic. So why do you think Oracle was announced as a leader in the Magic Quadrant? I know you mentioned a couple things there, but can you go into a little more detail?
Certainly. I've mentioned a lot relative to our innovation and our customer satisfaction and what we do supporting our customers. But I think the true testament sometimes is, do we provide customers with solutions that they need, they value, that they're agile, that they're innovative? And at the end of the day, are we providing solutions that make organizations more human? So one of the things that we've been building for years is a true comprehensive HCM cloud solution. We are known as the broadest and deepest in terms of functionality. Everything is in one single platform. Everything from the beginning stages of looking at bringing in candidates with our recruiting solution and managing them through our global HR and our workforce management, to comprehensive analytics and decision-making support, all the way to learning and looking at strategic talent management. And at the end of the day, even how do we do HR service delivery? Again, all of this is done within our single common platform that we provide our customers. The other thing that's most important in these organizations is being able to have user experiences. And now with our technology and our innovations, we've introduced conversational user experiences with the industry's first voice-enabled digital assistants, specifically built for HR, integrations into popular team collaboration tools like Slack, which really demonstrates where the market's going in terms of how individuals are incorporating and living with these solutions on a day-to-day basis. And we have a couple other areas that we've really done well that I think that Oracle has demonstrated to Gartner and to the market and to our customers in how we're better enabling them with our solutions, such as HCM Experience Design Studio. This is a powerful tool for HR administrators to configure and manage and personalize all their business processes without the need to involve the IT department anymore. Everything we do, we build consumer-like from a user experience perspective. We want it simple, we want it intelligent, and we have to have one common homepage that everyone goes to and knows how to navigate. The other thing that's really important in today's market is making sure that our solutions are mobile, responsive, enabled. And that means any employee, even candidates, can experience an organization based upon any device managing through those solutions with no need to install or maintain any traditional mobile applications. So this makes a huge difference in the access that employees and candidates and managers have within our solutions. And last but not least, one of the things that we offer our customers is the ability to easily extend our Oracle HCM cloud solutions to connect with other applications with Oracle's own platform as a service called PaaS, P-A-A-S. So between these wonderful things that we've been building within our Oracle solutions, these are considerations that Gartner took into evaluating us and moving us again up and further to the right in our completeness of vision overall in the Gartner Magic Quadrant graphic.
That certainly explains why Oracle was announced as a leader in the Magic Quadrant. So thanks for explaining all of that technology, Tracy. That's fantastic. Can you talk about how Oracle's been enabling success for its customers?
Absolutely. So customers are at the forefront of our success, and we want them to be successful. So listening to our customers is paramount to how we develop our solutions. Over 98% of what we commit to is delivered. We publish our roadmap publicly, and our customers know that they can count on the areas of innovation and product investment based upon our roadmap. And that knowing that 98% of it will be executed on gives them confidence in our motivation and our innovation to make them successful. Another key attribute for making sure customers are successful is looking at what we deliver release over release. In our last release, we actually had over 1,200 features delivered. And what's really key here is that 80% of it was sourced from our customers. Feedback, ideas that they submit in our Customer Connect community, one-on-one conversations, and more. So again, 80% of what we build is really based upon what our customers are asking us to build. One of the things they've asked us to build and really look at is our user experience. So we went back and we redesigned over 2,000 pages with a new user experience, making it more engaging, simpler, and certainly easier to use. And our focus is always looking at creating the most productive and efficient solution that enables all employees to access information anywhere. We also delivered over 30 AI-driven processes in the HCM Cloud. This is another testament to our innovation that we've been building within our solution that was recognized by Gartner. And of course, we've been delivering innovative solutions year over year. New ones that have come to the market in the last few years are new recruiting on the Oracle platform, our HR help desk, our design studio, as I mentioned, and even advanced HCM controls for compliance reporting. So we've done a lot of great new things to make sure our customers not only have the latest and greatest in terms of business processes supported in our solutions, but again, taking it the next step and creating innovative solutions that they can leverage that is based on what's going on in the overall marketplace today.
Wow, 1,200 enhancements. That's fantastic. And I know we're encouraging our customers to put more ideas out on Ideas Lab and Cloud Customer Connect. So for our listeners out there, make sure you're using Cloud Customer Connect. So let me jump in and say, how can customers engage with Oracle? Can you give our listeners some examples?
Absolutely. And you just hit the nail on the head, Frank, and that is our Cloud Customer Connect community. This is a huge community, and it's not just for HCM alone. However, we have over 40,000 people interacting daily on the HCM community. 40,000 people that are talking and sharing ideas and collaborating on common goals and objectives. This really gives our customers and these members the benefit of leveraging collective knowledge of all our customers and product experts. So our development teams are out on Cloud Customer Connect. Our partners are out on Cloud Customer Connect. This is truly a one-stop shop for information. And what's really great for our customers and the benefit to them is, one, they can leverage the knowledge of our product experts. They can get answers to their business problems and or implementation questions and more. Two, they can gain insight into our releases and what's coming in our roadmap. And they can see previews before the application actually goes to general availability, so they can start to plan for their environments. Thirdly, they can explore best practices with customers from their industry or even best practices in other industries that customers might want to dabble in order to move the needle for their own organization and their employees. Fourthly, one of the things that Cloud Customer Connect Community also does is give our customers the idea to share their ideas. And this is something we call the Idea Lab. So what this does, customers can come in and say, we'd like to see these enhancements added to the solutions. And we evaluate that on behalf of development and say, all right, what makes sense and how soon can we get it in the product roadmap? All the while creating transparency between what we are thinking in Oracle development to our customers, again, so they can plan for their environments. And we do make it fun. We make it more like gamification. You have the opportunity, or customers have the opportunity, to manage their reputation out on Customer Connect. They can get badges. They can get certificates of achievement that really do promote their expertise and their accomplishments. So a great community that we bring all of our customers together is the Cloud Customer Connect community, again, HCM.
Thank you, Tracy. And I have to say, I think we're over 200 shows, I think, here at HCM Cloud Talk Radio. And I think almost every one of those shows, we've mentioned somewhere to go on the topic of that show on Cloud Customer Connect. So it just goes to show how much information is out there and how important it is for customers to get out there and participate and put their ideas up in Ideas Lab and download the content, attend events. So great, great forum for Oracle customers. Thank you for that. So back to the Magic Quadrant. Would you suggest that our listeners compare year-over-year Magic Quadrant graphics?
Great question, Frank. And actually, we do not recommend that customers and or prospects really look at year-over-year. And the reason is this. The Gartner Magic Quadrant changes every year. So as I mentioned earlier, the buyer's criteria may change based upon market dynamics that are occurring. So year over year, that may change the emphasis of what Gartner is going to evaluate in each of the vendors. The other thing is they may change their weightings and or ratings on their criteria by which they evaluate vendors. And so that might create some slight nuances in how vendors are being assessed for their overall performance on those two, ability to execute and completeness of vision. So what we really do suggest is read the report. Read the report in its entirety to understand the overall assessment of the market, as well as the vendors that are being evaluated in the Magic Quadrant. Don't just rely on the visual graphic to understand the true state of the vendors examined. Read the report, understand what are the criteria that were being evaluated this year, and then manage that to what do you want from your vendor, from Oracle, in order to make you, the organization, successful.
Okay, makes sense. So it's not an apples-to-apples comparison year over year, and it makes a lot of sense that the criteria might change. So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Do you have any specific suggestions for our listeners about how to maybe evaluate the report?
Yes, as I mentioned, Frank, let's tell everyone, read the report. There's so much richness in looking at the information versus just looking at the graphic. So I'm going to highly recommend you do that. The second thing is to note that Oracle's made significant strides and will continue to make significant strides about where we're going with our solutions, how we're embracing new and innovative technologies, how we're putting that into our overall solutions. And so always stay connected. My final thought would be, and a final suggestion to our listeners today, is get involved. Work with your teams to understand where Oracle is going. Get connected in Cloud Customer Connect. Read the various reports that are out there about what Oracle is doing, Oracle HCM Cloud is doing to help make our customers highly successful and greatly satisfied with our overall solutions.
Great suggestions, Tracy. Thank you. And thank you. It was great having you on the show today to share the exciting news about Oracle as a leader in the Gartner HCM Magic Quadrant. This is such a great achievement for Oracle, and I thank you for coming on the show today to share it with our listeners. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you, everyone.
And if you'd like to review the full Gartner HCM Magic Quadrant report, please visit oracle.com/goto, that's G-O-T-O, /HCM-MQ2019. And there you can download the full report and read why Oracle was identified as a leader for cloud HCM suites for 1,000 plus employee enterprises. We are always interested in hearing your feedback, so please send us any questions about our show today or suggestions for topics you would like to hear about on the show to our email at hcm-cloud-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com. We really enjoy hearing from our listeners, so please don't hesitate to drop us a note. Thank you for tuning in today to hear about how Oracle is a leader in the Gartner HCM Magic Quadrant. We hope you enjoyed the show and found this exciting news relevant for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howe, and you've been listening to HCM Cloud Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another HCM Cloud Talk Radio show. Until then, take care.